This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. CNN is reporting that an advisor to Mariupol's mayor says Russian forces have announced that the Ukrainian city will be closed for entry and exit on Monday. Petro Andruschenko, the mayor's advisor, said on Telegram social app that on Sunday that Russian forces had begun issuing passes for movement within the city. In a separate statement on Saturday, Andruschenko said Russian forces announced the city would be, quote, closed for entry and exit for everyone from Monday, but there will also be a ban on moving around the districts for a week. He said men in the city will be subject to what he called filtration, what CNN says is relocation for screening by Russian forces. Andruschenko's statements on Telegram could not be independently verified. CNN reports he is not in Mariupol, but works to gather information from people who are in the city. CNN is also reporting the Polish government recorded an 8-hour waiting period on Sunday at the Polish border with Belarus for trucks leaving the EU following a sanctions deadline on Saturday. The EU has imposed a full ban on Russian and Belarusian freight road operators working in the EU. This was part of the fifth round of sanctions against Russia over the invasion of Ukraine. The ban came into effect on Saturday. Pope Francis made an anguished Easter Sunday plea for peace in the what he called the senseless war in Ukraine and in other armed conflicts raging in the world. He cited the risk as troubling, using his term, of nuclear warfare. Francis spoke from the central balcony of St. Peter's Square at the Vatican. Applause erupted from many of the 50,000 people gathered in the square.